Yesterday, the issue that came up most frequently was the economy. Caesar Jackson lives in southwest Atlanta.
I think that he was making it clear that he was trying to help the middle class.
Jackson particularly appreciated President Obama's proposal to raise the minimum wage to $9. He said it's long overdue.
Like he said, if you got a family that's working for minimum wage and they can't afford a home, you got to do something for the people that are working and trying to have the American dream like everyone else.
Pamela Colbreth of South Atlanta wanted specifics about how the president intended to make programs like Social Security more sustainable over the long term.
I don't think it was addressed in a matter where people felt like, okay, there is a plan on the table.
On government spending, Obama spoke broadly, saying $2.5 trillion had already been cut on the way to the $4 trillion figure recommended by economists. Meanwhile, Colbreth was encouraged by the president's call to action on immigration reform, climate change, and gun violence. But on guns, she said she was looking for more.
It was more about passing the background checks and purchasing of weapons, but didn't touch much on the mental health issue part of it. I didn't hear that pretty much at all.
Obama also announced 34,000 troops in Afghanistan, a little more than half the current American force, would be coming home this year. Mahi Dasari of Kennesaw was looking for clarity on the drawdown and was satisfied.
If we can effectively focus on anti-terrorism, handle them properly with less troops, then that's the way how we should go.
In the speech, Obama pointed to Georgia as a state making preschool education a priority. The president will reiterate that theme with a visit tomorrow to a pre-K school in Decatur. For WABE News, I'm Jonathan Shapiro.